Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. I'm glad to have Rob Tilson. He's with Kane, Kane Landscaping. And Rob, you've been with Kane for how long?
Been with Kane just a little over 6 months.
Okay. And before that, what did you do?
I actually had my own company.
Okay.
And decided to shut that down and really focus on customer service, design, and working with other clients.
Great. So Kane is a landscape architecture firm that does significant improvements for yards. Give us a price range of the average job that you're doing.
So our average project probably ranges around $100,000.
Okay.
Most of them start at $25,000, mm-hmm. and then can go up to upwards of well over $1 million.
Somebody coming into your organization maybe has purchased a brand new home. There's zero hardscape, zero landscaping other than a few bushes in the front, maybe a pear tree. And you guys come in, you draw the plan out. Is that right? You do
That's
everything.
That's correct. We start the conceptual phase. Mm-hmm. We work through the customer, give them several different options, then create a master plan.
Okay.
Work with them on budgeting process all the way through the project, to where they're comfortable with what the design is and the price, and then we come back and actually implement and install it.
Sure. Okay, so to clarify, so for the audience that's listening today, we've really not had a landscape architect on the show, and the focus for someone who's purchasing a home that's, let's say it's a $1 million house, and it's on a third of an acre lot, McLean, Virginia. And maybe the house that was there was torn down and maybe something else has been built in its place, or maybe it's an older house, who knows. But if somebody wants to have you come in on a 12,000 square foot lot, quarter acre lot, is there a proportional difference between a 12,000 square foot lot and a 20,000 square foot lot or an acre lot in terms of what it costs to hire your firm?
Yes, it depends on really on the complexity.
Okay.
Okay. But we also educate our clients, and we follow real estate trends really closely. And we found that we've told clients that you really don't want to overprice your landscape over and above what the comps are in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You really want to be and spend between 10 and 15% of the value of the home on your outdoor living space. And that's usually a general guideline we give with people. Some tend to go over and want to go over because they want that lifestyle and they know they won't be able to recoup the costs
mm-hmm.
when they go to sell their home. Others are fine with that 10 to 15 range, and mm-hmm. that's what we typically stick with.
I showed a property in Potomac. Now, my average price point for a house is around $700,000, and that's average, over 142 transactions last year. But I also sell houses. I've got homes in McLean and Potomac that are $2, $3 million in Bethesda as well. And so I showed a house to a buyer, listed for $4 million. And the house itself is really probably a $2.9 million house. But the land that it's on is just unbelievable, park-like setting. And clearly the owner put probably $1.5 million, maybe $2 million, just into what they did in the hardscape, the land, the waterfalls, the specimen trees, and all of the sculptures and ornamentation that they did. It's really quite stunning. How does someone, in that case, what you're saying is that, and I, by the way, in showing the property, I said to the seller, I wouldn't pay him for all that landscaping because there's only a certain amount of value, and you've just confirmed that, which is 10 to 15% of the sale price. So 10 to 15% of $4 million would be $400,000 to $600,000, or roughly a third of what the person probably put into it. If I figure the house is 2.9 and I add 400, I'm at 3.3. 600, I'm at 3.5. Well, that seller got an offer, not from my buyer, but somebody else at 3.5 million, and they turned it down. So I think they love their landscaping. It must be gold in them there hills. So what you're trying to say is let's be careful. You want to find a good landscape architect, somebody who can give you an opinion and will also guide you real estate-wise from overspending in your particular location, unless you don't really care.
No, we do care because we care about our clients.
I didn't mean if you care. I know you care, but if the owner doesn't care, sorry.
That's right, yes, exactly. Yes, yes, yes. And it really comes down to value. And, you know, most of those clients are discerning clients, and they recognize the value of having a well-kept landscape and also have the outdoor living spaces to entertain. And if you're at that level, most folks do entertain and have quite a few parties and events, corporate events, political events,
right,
and they really want to show that off,
right,
to be able to, you know, basically market themselves, but also have, you know, a beautiful outdoor space.
Makes sense. Okay, so what are the trends?
So the trends these days are really creating different outdoor rooms and intimate spaces. So what I mean by that is part of your area property could be a fireplace or a fire pit. Those mm-hmm. seem to be very popular. Others could be, you could have an elevated deck that then transitions down to an outdoor patio that creates another space.
Mm-hmm.
The deck is the upper space. The patio is the lower space. The fire pit's off to the side or fireplace. So it's really creating different rooms for different types of entertaining.
Right.
For instance, if you're just having your Sunday afternoon cookout, you may just use the deck.
Right.
But if you're having your Saturday evening cocktail party, you'd be able to use the deck, the patio, and the fire pit for everybody to congregate and kind of go to the space where they want to hang out and feel comfortable. So we're really specializing in creating those different outdoor living spaces.
It all starts with a plan, right? You would show up. You discuss with the owner what they're trying to create. You might bring your input into it. Well, based on the shape of your yard, where your back door is, here are the spaces that I think we should work with. Now, we can fine-tune that space to have a certain flavor.
Yes,
right?
You know, that's right.
More sort of a Mexican flavor, you know, in this either terracotta tiles, things like that over here, if that's what you really want to go for, or if you want to go to something, you know, more English, we'll do boxwoods, we'll do slate, stone, and things like that. Any major trends within that?
So, yeah, the major trends lately have been terrazzo tile, porcelain tile, some of the more upscale type of paving rather than just doing a flagstone patio or concrete paver patio. Those tiles are imported and really have some really, really distinctful colors and textures and patterns that really can make the outdoor patios and outdoor spaces really, really pop.
What's going on in the labor market for landscaping? Have prices tightened up? Is it hard to find labor?
It's very hard to find labor. Mm-hmm. In fact, we use the H-2B program and actually have seasonal employees that come up from Central America on the H-2B visa.
Mm-hmm.
And they're either here for a 9 or 10 month stay, then go back to their homes for 2 months, and then they come back. And we have guys that have been doing that for us for years and years and years.
Huh.
So,
you know, that's an interesting visa. I've had people that have worked for me in the past who came from Nicaragua and other places, and back 10 years ago, these guys, I didn't know, you know, where they came from, but a lot of them disappeared. Probably went back south, went home, you mm-hmm. know, didn't stick around. Of course, with the change in the overall real estate market, plus the way the economy changed, a lot of people left the country, and there was a lot of immigration before that, emigration to leave because people didn't have work. But now what you're saying is this particular program is bringing people in consistently, legally, and allows them to come up and work.
Absolutely.
What does that run? Is there a specific cost? Or can you speak to that?
So we actually work with basically an intermediary who works with the different governments within the different countries that bring the employees in, and they're the intermediaries. We actually pay for their flights to and from the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We help them with this intermediary to make sure they are coming in legally,
mm-hmm.
right? They then get paid a great salary here in the Northern Virginia area, much mm-hmm. more than they would from where they live.
Right.
A lot of them send money back home mm-hmm. to help support their families during this time. They live in apartments that we help them obtain, and they're here for the 9 months and then head back. So it's really a win-win. And they're here legally, and they're here to provide for their families.
I respect your business for doing that and for handling that the visas the way they are. Rob's with Kane Landscaping, and to get information on Kane Landscaping, go to KaneLandscapes.com. That's KaneLandscapes.com. If you're looking to get a landscape plan, or maybe you need a new caretaker for your property, somebody who will do a great job, contact Rob Tilson. He is an expert in the business, canelandscapes.com. If you need a phone number, call 703-731-0443. That's Rob's personal cell, 703-731-0443, if you have any questions. Thanks, Rob. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show and a very interesting segment about landscaping. We hope to have you back.
Thank you very much.
Be right back with more of the show. Don't go away.